Hello and you're very welcome to episode 10 of Ars Protect with me, John Morley. Coming up on this week's episode, we're looking at drone technology and how that's being used to maintain and inspect hydroelectric power plants. If you want to get in contact with the programme, you can do so on our text and WhatsApp line. That's 086 38 33 553. That's 086 38 33 553. You can also phone reception on 091 77 0077. You can email the programme on irstoprotect@goibfm.ie. If you want more details on this initiative, go to irstoprotect.ie, where you can do the carbon footprint calculator and you can also take a very quick survey. All that plus lots more coming up on Ars to Protect. A very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. As I mentioned, this week we're looking at drone technology with Simon Henry. He is the Country Business Development Manager with Zenadrone. Simon, you're very welcome on to today's programme. Talk to us first about your drone technology and how that's being used to help maintain and protect hydroelectric power plants.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for having me on. So Zenadrone's a sister company of US company Zenatech. So basically Zenadrone's a manufacturer of industrial drones. So our product line includes small and large smart drones with heavy lift capability and customizable attachments and components. So we're currently in the approval process with the Irish Aviation Authority. And once granted, we're setting up operations offering drone as a service for different industries, drone rentals and drone sales in Ireland and European markets.
And it's hoped to use this technology in use for maintenance and inspection of hydroelectric plants.
Yes. So that's one of many industries that we're looking at the moment. It's essentially to kind of, you know, improve the inspection process and, you know, make things more efficient for these types of industries. So the drones can be equipped with like specialized sensors and cameras that can map and measure things like wind speed, temperature and humidity, providing detailed information that would be normally difficult and time consuming to collect manually. So it's an efficient method for carrying out these inspections, you know.
And obviously hydroelectric plants, they're vast and big buildings and infrastructure. Is it the idea to make the maintenance of those safer for people as well? And also, I suppose, to make it more efficient that you're getting the maximum energy usage and there's not wastage.
Exactly. Well, safety is at the foremost, because a lot of these kind of inspections have to be done through manual climbs and things like that. And, you know, it can be very dangerous. So, yeah, and it's the detailed inspections that they'll provide rather than, you know, kind of manual and laborsome inspections of previous.
I suppose it's a small but important part of Ireland's energy and green energy, that 2.5% of Ireland's electricity generated capacity is through hydropower. So it's a small part, but I suppose every little helps, and it's an important part to get that right.
Yeah, it's a small part in Ireland, but globally it's quite a big industry. But we're also looking at the renewable energy sector. There's big opportunities there through the wind turbine inspections and also the solar plant inspections. So we're not kind of pigeonholed to one industry as such. You know, the technology can be used across a wide range of industries, which is great.
Yeah, outside hydroelectricity, you mentioned there wind energy. That's an obvious one that this technology could be used to inspect and maintain.
Yeah, so yeah, it can inspect the turbines, the blades. So it can identify, you know, micro cracks in the blades, and these are things that can cause major shutdowns in wind turbine farms. So it's about preemptive kind of maintenance rather than, you know, reactive. And it's a proven technology globally. So yeah, it's because obviously when these kind of industries shut down, that the cost to shut them down and carry out repairs is huge. So it's by using artificial intelligence, you know, they can generate maintenance suggestions that allow the upkeep based on equipment condition rather than, you know, scheduled operations. So it's preemptive, really.
And in terms of your company's own carbon footprint, these drones, I imagine they use a lot of different minerals and elements that need to be mined and stuff like that. Is this thought to be an offset measure that you're helping to inspect and maintain green and renewable energies? Or what sort of, I suppose, carbon output do these drones, actually manufacturing them and using them, have?
Yeah, well, it would be far less than, you know, traditional methods. You know, a lot of these inspections are generally carried out by planes or helicopters. So the fuel usage and those sort of equipment is huge. So, yeah, like, we're using batteries, but, you know, it's minimal compared to normal methods, really.
And I suppose they'd be easy enough to repair as well, rather than buying a new drone every time, and you're able to possibly cut down that way as well.
Exactly. It's a platform, so we just kind of update different motors and batteries and then the software as we go. So we're not, you don't need to replace the drone after. Like, we're looking at, hopefully thinking about, you know, 20-year life cycle for one of these drones.
And in terms of the renewable energy sector, have many of them approached you with significant interest in using this technology?
Yeah, they have. Yeah. We've a number of pilot customers that we'll be getting out to shortly, globally, on the renewable side of things. So it's a massive area, and it's not just the maintenance. It's from the initial construction of the wind farms. The drones can be left on site, and they can, you know, provide valuable information as the construction process starts, all the way to when they're up and running as well.
It's definitely an expanding sector. I know that some drones, even in Galway, are being used to do deliveries for takeaway facilities as well. So it's definitely an area that's expanding.
Oh, it is. It is, definitely. And yeah, it's you know, there's this huge benefits to a load of different industries, especially the agriculture here in Ireland as well. That's an industry that we're focusing on as well. So big opportunities there.
Brilliant stuff. That's Simon Henry, the Country Business Development Manager for Zenodrone. Thank you for joining us on Ars to Protect.
Thank you very much.
And I'm afraid that's all we have time for on this week's edition of Ars to Protect. Join us next week for more eco-programming. Until next Thursday at 11:30, stay safe and have a very good weekend.
Ars to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.